Our readings today fit perfectly together. The first reading is from the book of Numbers, about Moses lifting up the serpent in the desert. And then in John's Gospel, chapter 8, Jesus tells the crowd, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am." If you go back for a moment to the time of Moses, it says the people began to complain and grumble against God and against Moses. They were on the Red Sea Road. They were hungry, worn out by the journey. They began to complain and grumble against God. And it says, they complain, it says, "Why have you brought us from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We're disgusted with this wretched food, namely the manna." So it says here that in punishment, the Lord sent among the people the seraph serpents, it says, which bit many of them, and many of them died. So the people began to convert because of this suffering. They began to realize that they had sinned by complaining against God, and God was using the seraph serpents to get them back on the right track, to turn back to the Lord. And that's exactly what happened. They then went to God and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord." So they go to Moses and say, "Pray to the Lord on our behalf." So they use Moses as an intercessor, just as we ask people to pray for us. So they went to Moses and said, "Moses, pray to God. Have him have mercy on our sinfulness, because we were complaining and grumbling against the serpents." And so Moses prayed for the people. And then God revealed to Moses, the mediator, the intercessor, what they needed to do. So he told Moses to make an image of a serpent, a bronze serpent, and place it on a pole. And anyone who would gaze upon it would be healed of the poison of the serpent's bite. So why would this have an effect upon the people? Well, it would be an act of obedience and faith. Unlike their grumbling, their complaining, their disobedience, their lack of faith, that this would be something that they could do to show God they wanted now to be truly obedient, and they wanted to have faith and trust in the Lord. And so Moses makes this bronze serpent, places it on the pole. Like, this is why the medical profession has this symbol of the serpent on the pole. It comes from the Old Testament here, the image for healing. Of course, there's nothing in a bronze serpent that would bring about healing. It was their obedience and their faith and their repentance that would bring about their healing. And also because it prefigured Christ on the cross. It was an Old Testament type, a foreshadowing of a greater reality to come in the crucifixion. So it says, "All who looked upon it were healed and they lived." Well, then lastly, in the New Testament, Jesus says, "If you do not believe that I am," using the name for God, "then you will die in your sins." So in the Old Testament, we have people experiencing physical death for their disobedience and not believing in God. And now Jesus says, "If you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." You'll have spiritual death if you do not have faith and obedience. And Jesus says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." So Jesus predicts that at the crucifixion, he says, "When you lift up the Son of Man, just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the desert, you will realize that I am." And all those who gazed upon Christ in faith were healed of the poison of sin. Think of Saint Dismas, the good thief, who turned to the Lord and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He looked upon Christ in faith, and Jesus healed him of the poison of sin, and he gave him eternal life. Also the centurion said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." So those who gazed upon Christ in faith were healed of the poison of sin.